Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, our heroes pressed on through the smoky hot cave. Our party found a strange dwarf tirelessly attempting and failing to craft a weapon at a forge. He seemed to pay the group no mind until Rootmore tried to get his attention in the dwarven language. The strange dwarf then became hostile, using supernatural powers to fill the room with hot smoke and steam, nearly killing our party. Our heroes decided to cut their losses and flee. The crazy dwarf seemed like he was in a trance and went back to work on the forge. After licking their wounds, the party decided to go down the well after a night's rest. Scarab then had a nightmare where many people and his friends were held captive by the Kobold King himself. Our story continues now!
You're forgetting the ST.
Este
proiesti.
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 Prosteti.
I made some proiesti the other night with some tomato sauce.
Prosteti.
Prosciutti.
My doctor was not happy.
What is that?
Why'd you shove it in backwards, Prosteti? Boy?
They lay you on your side and they put a glove on and they just...
Justin, you've been eating your food backwards the other way again.
They put your finger
still.
In...
I never stopped.
They put your finger in your butthole.
Yeah,
they got you.
Here, so you don't have to come to us again.
Really speaking of buttholes, welcome Justin to the podcast.
Okay, so here's the story. Here's the story. Everybody, shut up. Here's the story. All right, so
help me.
So we put out. The other day, if you will, Cody and I were talking about Emod's. Hey, I'm gonna need you to shut up, all right? We brought you here, but I'm gonna need you to shut up.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, close your mouth. Thanks. So the other day, a couple episodes ago, Cody and I were having a little fun, a little goof, a little gaff, and we were talking about Emod's address, his email, and all of that. We were, you know, providing the information for you. It was fake. For any of you that were like, oh, I'll go there. Well, guess what? We found someone at that address, which was, what did you think, Justin? Was it a fun place?
It was dark. There were a lot of
needles.
Was it
a fun place?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a fun place. And we found him and we brought him here. He's got a blindfold on. And he's going to join us for today's session. Isn't that fun?
I brought the blindfold.
It was like a 5.5-hour drive to get this guy.
Yeah, it was crazy. What an idiot.
He did check his hand binds, make sure he's not loose, right?
Yeah, 1 second. Hold on.
Time up.
I got it.
Sit down! Don't try any shit! Good
long
job.
Time listener, first
now,
time
I'm
captive.
I'm going to cut that. Just pretend like you're happy, okay? And go.
I don't know how.
I love.
I've never been happy.
Me have.
Why'd you go there?
We've been here. That's what the podcast is about. I'm taking over. Here's a call for help.
He offered him on a lot of money, and we sold.
Money is a loose term.
Just kidding. I'd love to sell out.
I'd love to sell out.
You guys wouldn't?
Hey, Paizo, I'll hold your hand if you give us money.
Hey, Taco Bell. Hi, Taco Bell. I will sell out to Taco Bell in 1 second.
Well, you got to send updates.
What does that mean?
Introducing the new cheesy gordito burrito.
Well, but you got to show how you have to show the Taco Bell bod. Because what is Taco Bell like? Is it fashion or is it a lie? You know, like what kind of lifestyle choice is
Matthew,
it?
Matthew, it's everything.
Well, yeah, I'm saying send updates because you've really gotten into the Taco Bell brand lately.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
How many emails have you sent?
Thousands.
To the right person?
I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, you got just put it out there.
Talk about, listen up. We're here for you. We love you.
Will you be here for us?
Especially Ahmad.
They made the deal with Doritos on a handshake. That wouldn't even, they didn't like get lawyers involved or anything. They're like, put some Dorito dust on our taco shells. And they just shook hands about it. And Damn. Then like 2 years later, like, okay, we have a hit. We need to.
How do we do that?
Like Dude, straight up. When's the, like Doritos Locos is the last, as far as I can remember, it's the last item that came up that was supposed to go away in a month. That it's been there for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
fucking. Or
they
I think
got rid of the other flavors.
It's a staple
though.
Now.
I think longer than that,
they got rid of
that,
the Cool
right?
Ranch one?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
It's just nacho yeah. now.
That one was so... That one was superior. Laz, Cool Ranch is, in my opinion, but it's too much flavor.
You know, in the
it's
UK,
too much to have all the time.
The only
people.
Problem with it is you can't go back to anything else once you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a palate changer.
Yeah.
In the UK, they call the Cool Ranch flavor Cool American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it makes good. Sense because what's ranch? I've been on ranches. It doesn't taste like that.
Now, look, I know that I have an obsession with Baldur's Gate, but hear me out. Deborah, who is the voice actor for Lazelle, she has been on a ranch journey.
A ranch journey?
Because she
Oh, she's not from here.
Yeah, she was in the U.S. for like a con or something, and she found ranch. And ever since then, anytime she comes to the U.S., she's just like
hoards it,
searching for ranch.
She's looking for the Hidden Valley.
See, my dumbass, like, give me a second, okay? I had something to drink, Roll but it. I was like, what is she just going to people's homes? Like, it's gonna take forever. Yeah. What does she get out of this? Visiting ranches, like they're nice, but yeah, okay.
We were just talking about ranch.
The man. Dressing. How does she feel about buttermilk? I was way off. I
haven't
did not
seen
like
the updates.
It. Didn't Butter like milk. It as a kid, but when I grew up, I was like, wow, flavor.
She was all right, buttermilk.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Like, there's a joke here.
Yeah.
I hardly know.
No, I know that the last time she was in the U.S., she bought like a bunch of different types of ranch. And she's for her suitcase. So she's probably going to try it when she gets back.
Ooh, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be okay. I don't know. I don't know what altitude does to ranch.
It's probably fine. It's probably fine.
It
you
expands.
Take a bottle of shampoo in your check bag and you're fine.
Well, it's got to be a little guy, though. A little squirt of ranch.
No, in your check bag, you can take a full-size bottle. You, just on your carry-on, you have to take the travel size.
That makes sense.
That's when it's like 2 ounces or less or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So she's got like... check bag full
they should
of
put
ranch.
That in hotels
very interesting
like in the bar when they have the little liquor bottles they should just have tiny bottles of ranch
they should honestly
I gotta say because there's some really bad ranch
there yeah. is some really
there's
bad
some
ranch.
Nasty ranch
but you
or
got,
some
like,
Taco Bell fire sauce
I love I like fire sauce
Diablo.
I like Diablo as well
See, yeah. Taco Bell, this is how it always is. We try to have just a normal conversation, and then Ahmad just brings it back to Taco Bell.
He just Baja blasts his opinion in there.
Somebody's thinking, everyone's thinking about Taco Bell right now, but someone's going to go buy it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to go buy it because of the things that have been said.
Dude, this is, talk about a topic change. As far as my sleep goes, it's been all over the fucking place.
I know.
I literally spent... I think 10 hours on Friday night just looking up PC parts. But anyway, I spent like 10 hours just looking at parts. And then I was like, oh, it's noon. Guess I'll take a nap because I have stuff to do. So then I sleep from noon to 4 and wake up. And then I'm like, I hate my life, but I'm awake.
Yeah, today you called me at like 9:30. I was like, is this an emergency? What's happening?
So it's my fault.
Last night I went to bed at 4 and then Justin called me at like 9:30 or something, somewhere in there, 9:15, something like that. And I got up and I was like, oh, hey, where are you at? And he's like, I'm outside. And I was like, all right, I'll put pants on and I'll come open the door.
I was going to call you when I was on my way, but I was like, I'm going to let him sleep and then I'll just camp outside for a minute. And then they found me in an alley, blindfolded me and dragged me in.
That's true. Because that's the deal. We gave you our address.
You want to come visit?
Join the $3 tier. You can be kidnapped. I mean, it's up to you. He chose the kidnapping.
Yeah. It's a kink thing.
There were options. It was either...
That's just what I'm into.
We just
king of kinks.
We just let it go. We called the police or kidnapping.
Right.
And he chose the third option. He did have to pay a fee for the kidnapping.
I paid fee, like $5.
That's me.
In gas money.
Paid the fee.
Anyone that...
That's your mafia name. The fee.
The fee.
I paid the fee.
It's like payday.
That character already exists.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
It all came together.
Damn, we're good at this. You listening, Paizo?
That's an expert transition.
So the last thing we left off on is, Scarab, you had a very vivid nightmare. That's it.
Yes.
Visions of the townsfolk being enslaved, visions of your friends being enslaved, and above you on a long, twisted staircase, a massive crown on a massive kobold on a massive throne, glaring down at you, saying, "You cannot win." You snap awake. You feel the equivalent of reptilian sweat bead down the side of your head, and you are once again in the lower levels of the Crucible of Droskar's Crag.
Droskar's butt crack, more like.
Hey, wake up! Psst! Rumor!
What? What? Oh.
It's time to wake up and prepare.
Oh, yes. Good idea.
Rumor snaps his fingers and his armor just... just appears on him.
How did it go?
Clip it.
Got yeah, it. Clip it. Play that every time you wake up. Just add some angelic sounds to the back of that, please.
Yeah, just replace that with your.
Can that be the new Nat 20?
Only if it's a triple damage Nat 20.
No song buildup, no other effects, just that. Roll a 20.
Yeah, Scarab is going to make some bullets.
Monet for an hour. Is fast asleep with her earplugs in.
Her headphones
on. Her headphones on.
Cool lo-fi beats to sleep
to. Listening to Sleep Token.
No, leave her alone, she needs it.
She's pressed up against the wall in the corner.
Does Rootmore need to make a fortitude save?
You do.
Okay, I'm going to use my... I have to whip out my pee-pee for that.
Oh,
good.
Is he sick?
Oh, yes.
Is he sick?
Very, very sick.
Yeah, I guess there are things that our guest needs to know, maybe?
No.
Not necessarily?
No, it works out since we've got episodes banked, even though Justin is caught up like a good listener. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
What a good little listener.
We do have episodes banked, so he doesn't know exactly what's going on, which is perfect.
Now, if you're like caught up, you can meet us in a warehouse as well.
All right.
Just a reminder for the Patreon. If anybody asks about the Patreon, maybe we can make one.
We'll give you the next location in a couple of weeks.
I thought you were talking about like our one patron. Anybody's curious about the patron, he's well.
He's doing okay.
He's been drinking his water like a good boy. He's
just okay.
Doesn't contribute much.
But he's a very good listener.
How could he not?
I was talking to him about my feelings.
He's crying the whole time.
What'd you get?
That really sucks.
Rootmore's
die was a natural one. And the other die is a 9 plus 9, 18.
Okay. As you finish your daily preparations, you still feel uneasy. A little sick. Mechanically speaking, sickened one. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be any worse, but also not any better.
Okay. Okay.
Ugh. Still feel kind of crappy. It's okay.
Is there anything you can rub on it?
Oh, I tried that.
Looks at Rootmore's hands.
Oh, baby.
Full of sausage.
Just like dry, Coagulated fat lumps.
Gross.
Dripping from his fingers. A wry
smile. Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, this is...
Well, maybe I passed because it didn't get worse. I have no idea.
Maybe?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Either way, let's get this adventure done before tomorrow because I might die tomorrow.
That's just how he lives his life.
Yes.
Scarab throws dirt at Monet to wake her up.
That edition is already checked out. Huh?
Oh. Come on!
She tucks out her earplugs. Oh, okay. Right.
What are we doing? Down the well?
And it would be, like, nighttime right now, right?
Yeah, it's
completely unsure. But you think so.
I feel like, just as a player, like, I don't need to know, but I think it's nighttime.
Yeah, if you're internal clock.
Because we kind of woke up, went in here, got our asses beat, and then, like, okay, take a nap.
Yeah.
Oh, do I need to take a nap? Okay, yeah.
Shit! Let's go to the well, I guess.
Sounds good.
Which way are you going to go? You have the way that you came, which was the northern route, and then you also have the eastern route back through the circular magnetic trap room.
Well, two of the rooms are traps. I want to go away. I want to go away.
Not the circle magnet room.
You want to go that
Anything
way?
Anything but that.
Oh, okay. Not.
Not. No.
See, I'm thinking this way.
Head through the north way? Okay, roll me a perception check, each of you.
Uh-oh.
10.
15.
27.
Okay. Everything seems normal.
Oh,
okay.
Very good.
Fantastic. Monet will channel elements. Earth armor.
And that lasts for 10 minutes?
Lasts for 10 minutes.
Delicious.
11 minutes, you make it to the well.
Okay. So you make your way past the what used to be a cafeteria of sorts, down the hall, back through the room that once held those macabre ghouls, as well as the blood-spattered tables. Roll me another perception check.
21.
Everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. 30.
24.
Scarab, you felt it a bit before, but the feeling kind of ebbed. And now, Rootmore, you begin to feel it. The sense that you're not alone. Almost like that uneasy feeling, the pricking on the back of your neck, the feeling that you're being watched.
Keep your guard up. Someone's here.
Is this what it feels like to detect magic?
In a way. Except, it doesn't feel like magic is sneaking up on you.
I would like to seek, actually.
Go for it.
Another kobold assault?
21.
Maybe.
You sense a presence behind you. Somebody is standing just around the corner outside the room.
Is, currently, the Scarab is off standing by the well, and Tricky is up in the pen. Is it in the room where the cages are, or...
I'm kind of visualizing this happening in real time, so you feel like as you're walking through the door into the well room that something seems to be lurking at the door you had entered before that.
Yeah.
Just outside of the slaughter room. You're not sure who or what.
Here?
Somewhere over here.
Yeah. Behind us.
Ah. Monet, go check it out!
I'm looking down the well, I don't see anything. It's just dark again.
No, we're being followed.
Further, over there!
Back, okay. Monet will go walk through. Looking around.
Peek around as well.
Looking around the bodies. Walking back.
Give me another perception check.
A 9. I don't see anything. It's just the dead bodies.
Oh, move over. Let me check.
Shubs.
I think you're all being overdramatic.
18.
Something that you do realize is as you move over to investigate, None of the bodies in this room are quite in the positions, or at least don't feel like they were in the positions that they were left in.
Yuck.
Somebody's fondling carcasses. Who goes there? Show yourself.
Rumor, I think you're being a little paranoid. There's no one here.
Correct. Paranoia saves your life. Could be no one.
I checked.
I believe you.
Blood on the ground. Any footprints?
Go ahead and give me a perception.
Footprints. Drags. What am I seeing here? 24.
You definitely recognize the bodies have been repositioned in some way. Not by a lot. It's a very subtle difference. The perplexing thing is that if something has come through here, it has taken remarkable care to leave very little trace. You don't see any footprints, no smears in the blood, almost as if something very nimbly made its way around, maybe, or if something levitates or floats. Whatever it is, it leaves no trace aside from the subtle, distinct shifting in the corpse's positions.
Pickpocket, maybe. A Tomb Raider. We should be fine. I have a gun.
I think that you did that.
I mean, I've dug through pockets before.
I remember seeing you dig through these pockets. I don't think we have anything to worry about. We need to get down that well.
I really haven't been picking much up.
Agreed. Let's go back to the well. Time is wasting.
I'm bored. Let's go.
Monet, as they're walking back, she's like, I assure you there's nothing. And then she'll slam the door open and gesture out. See?
Oh, was the door closed?
I would assume so.
Oh, shit. I totally would have opened the door. That was open.
You're just standing against it. I don't see a thing.
Yep. I mean, in Monet, you slam the door open and there's nobody there.
I knew it.
So talk to me about how you guys want to get down this well. It no longer has the... I mean, not most of... At least a decent section of this rope is gone from when you cut the cauldron free, which was the main elevator's platform before. So you do have the option to try to maybe dangle down the rope, although without testing, there's not really a good way to be sure exactly how far down it will take you. And that will require a decent amount of physical effort to scramble down the rope. So you'll probably have to gauge your ability to climb it.
Here's what we'll do. If it's long enough, tie it around my waist and then just use the mechanism to lower me down.
Okay.
Do we need to add rope to it since it was cut?
You had said something last session about it being able to support the three of us.
There was a trapped mechanism that Scarab was able to find that would cause the main joist to give if there was more than one medium creature's weight on it.
Yes.
I don't think that there was any attempt to disable that mechanism made yet.
I did.
You did on that one?
Yeah, we passed. We
did a thievery check and all that?
Mm-hmm.
The disable device?
Pretty sure we did the good thing and got it good.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was a crafting is what you had him do.
Okay, that works. Yeah, so do you want to try to go with Rootmore's suggestion about tying him off and then lowering it down? And
I think what we should do is send Rootmore and Scarab down, and Monet will lower them.
That may be too heavy, because I am a full-sized medium creature.
Yeah, but that's the thing that we found out last time, is because of the trapped mechanism, that if it more than one medium creature would go down, it would break. But because of the crafting that Scarab did,
because of the
it can support three or four.
The thing that was that would hold them to go down is no longer on there, so a bunch of the weight is off, and that's why we can put people on it.
Yes, that's what it was. The combined weight before the cauldron that was attached was an extra large cauldron that could hold four medium creatures. That has since been detached, and so because the main weight of that is gone, the trap will not activate if there are three. With two medium creatures and a small creature on the rope, it won't activate.
Yeah. So what Monet is suggesting, that you two can go down so she can actually, like, control the mechanism, like, the crank to send you down.
I see.
And then she can climb down because she's got the strength for it.
Fantastic.
Is what she's thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
And that way, the two of you are down there. You can scope out the area and protect each other while she heads down.
Sounds good. Rootmore's going to do a check on the rope itself to make sure it's a good rope. Would that be... Stop it, kitty. Playing with my dice.
Would that be a crafting perception? Check on that.
Crafting. 17.
It is a thick, high-quality rope. You imagine that, you know, given what Scarab has shared about the construction of it so far, you imagine this rope had no problem holding the heavy cauldron plus a number of kobolds. So you have no doubts that it'll give. One problem you do recognize, though, is due to the rope being cut to drop the cauldron earlier, it's lost roughly 40% of its length.
So we need to add some rope.
Monet has two sets of rope.
Oh, hell yeah.
So she will hand that over to Rootmore.
Rootmore makes a perfect, unfailable knot. Flawless.
Give me a crafting check on that.
Uh-oh. Oops. 9. It's perfect.
You're confident it's the strongest knot you've ever tied?
Ah, perfect. Rootmore leaps off into the well.
Let me double check that before we go.
I'd argue somebody who ties sausages for a living would probably be pretty good.
Yeah, Rootmore just put it up there and he spun it.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Spun the rope, grabbed on, and he began to spun. He began to spunning.
Yeah. The knot is fine. What are you doing?
I'm small!
Scarab jumps on the rope. Slide down like a firefighter.
Monet will begin lowering them.
Okay.
Well, you're not going to do a check on the rope, Scarab? I thought you were doing that.
17.
Okay.
It's not a very good knot.
Didn't think so.
That's not how I want to die.
In fact, the quality of the knot tied would probably hold you and you alone. But if you add more weight than that, there's a decent chance that the tie will slip. Say like a 25% on a D100% chance it would slip.
Okay. No, if I don't, I'll fucking tie a better knot.
He's just gonna let it go. You son of a bitch.
Okay, Rootmore, let's see what you got. I'll try to fix it if I can.
Sure.
Yeah, 27.
Oh yeah, he's
nice.
When he's not looking, you undo his shoddy work and tie a much more appropriate knot for the situation.
I see that he just kind of twisted it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's held together by 3 toothpicks.
Gave it a little kiss at the end.
Yes. There are more ingredients than love, of course.
The strongest bonds are love, I've heard.
You're right, buddy. Right. I love you too.
Okay, so Monet, you're going to lower the two of them down?
Yes.
Okay. I love this image, the idea that the rope is like tied around Rootmore's waist and Scarab is just standing on his back holding the yeah, rope right. Like Jack Sparrow being lowered down.
That's perfect.
Yes, I see. He's squinting. He's squinting because it's a little dark. He's squinting and clapping his hands together.
As you begin to be lowered into this rather large well, the first thing you notice is a horrible stench that quickly overwhelms your senses. You can feel your eyes begin to water at the sheer power of the stench. And the second thing you notice is, much like before, the subtle sounds of kobold laughter that begin to echo up the well, followed by an intermittent croak or squeal as well as like a clapping, squelching noise.
Gross. We have to be sure to knock before we open any doors.
Yes, let's play nice. I didn't tell you. We'll wait till Monet gets down. Monet, you doing all right up there?
I'm fine.
Come on. Mask up. Everybody mask up.
Good idea.
As Monet is confident that they've made it to the bottom, she will pull her scarf.
So they have not made it to the bottom yet.
Oh, okay. She will continue lowering them.
Okay.
Is this a situation where we feel like we need to wear our gas masks?
This is a situation where Monet needs to roll a perception check.
Oh!
23.
Hell yeah, that's a good roll.
For Monet, yeah.
Yeah.
Monet, you look up from the crank and joist of this mechanism and realize that the door that you entered in is ajar now. And you feel the hairs on your neck prick up as there's a sensation of someone standing right behind you.
Let me think about this for a second. Let me think about how Monet would react to this, because I don't know if she would just drop the handle and turn around.
Please, God. Please, God, and all that is holy, don't let this woman do that.
Someone stop this woman.
I think you would be fine.
Possibly, but I care about my friend.
Rootmore! Crushed by my weight.
The way I see it is Rootmore's not even holding the rope. He's just like spread eagle.
Can you take? Yeah, of course.
Oh, this is what it's like to fly. This is very cool.
I mean,
I believe.
I feel like she would spin around, not necessarily dropping the handle, but like, you
hoist
know.
Us up a little bit.
Maybe. Like there would be like a jolt in the rope as she turned to look behind her.
As you whip around to look behind you, you see a man standing just behind you. His bald head and pale skin give way to mischievous-looking eyes, and a smile you imagine is meant to comfort and disarm you, but sets your mind on a razor's edge.
Is he a Kyle?
What does he look like?
He looks like a bald man with a sharp, pointy nose and a large grin. He seems relatively innocuous, though he is oddly menacing in the quiet scenery that surrounds him. Other than that, he's just standing there with a friendly dagger at his side.
Is he a Kyle?
Episode title.
He's a human?
He's a human man, as far as you can tell.
Here's the deal. I feel like I should roll a will save to see if she releases the handle.
I'll take that.
That sounds awesome.
It's a bit... I mean, this is... I'd be scared. Scared would have let go a long time ago.
Roll a will save against this man's intimidation DC.
Ooh.
Or... Let's do it that way.
Okay.
So your DC will be 10 plus your intimidation score.
Sorry, y'all. That is a 17.
Said plus 10 to whatever my...
That's your DC is 10 plus the value.
So that is a 20.
So you fail.
Monet lets go of the handle of the mechanism and turns towards him and begins like her hands start like channeling metal around them. Metal. Who are you?
I would like to rush towards Monet, dagger in hand, going towards your throat.
Oh my god.
One hand towards the mechanism, and I would say,
don't even think about...
don't even think about trying to escape. Can I make a move to stop the mechanism from unwinding, or catch the rope? I'm not sure exactly.
Yes, roll me a... reflex save.
Gotcha.
So saves will be under your defenses, I believe.
He needs to watch the movie. Princess Bride.
Reflex?
Yep.
You're nice. Right. That's a...
Such Princess Bride moment.
29.
29.
Oh, damn.
Monet, you blink, and in a moment, the dagger is beneath your neck. And his hand stops the mechanism. The two of you feel a moment, a sensation that sends you spiraling downward before it stops abruptly, jerking you in place. I'm going to need a reflex save from Scarab.
I was going to reaction arrest a fall.
Yeah, give me that to try to grab on.
Can I know the DC?
We'll say...
Here's the thing. I have assurance in acrobatics, and it's 17.
Okay, so it puts you at 17?
Reflex saves have been rolling bad, but he's an acrobatic boy.
We'll make it still
If you
easy.
Think I should roll for it, I'll roll for it, but...
I think it's so sudden that we'll say it's a DC 23.
Damn.
God, that's easy.
If he fails, can Rumor have a reflex to catch it?
that's a high number, man. It's usually 15.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. So assurance right now puts you at 17. I was mismathing.
But I have a plus 7 in acrobatics. I'd have to roll at 16 or
higher.
Yeah,
that is really high. I want it to be not as difficult as that. Let's just say in order to make it interesting, we'll have it be a DC 18.
Unless
so it'll be just outside of assurance
save.
On this one.
If you'd rather me do a reflex save, I'll do a reflex save. It is higher.
Let's do the reflex save first, and then if you have to arrest the fall, I think 17's enough to catch yourself.
Oh, actually, it says... This is weird.
It says right here, don't fall if you ask me.
No, it says, it says you attempt your choice of an acrobatics check or a reflex save.
Okay.
Oh.
Which, that's just... Okay. Yeah, okay.
You can take whichever's higher. That way,
I'll do a reflex save for
take
arrest
the
fall.
Take
15.
Yeah, okay. So this is the initial reflex save to the shock. So as you begin to plummet and then suddenly Rootmore's body jerks, the rope sways to the side, bringing you close to the wall of the well, and you feel yourself begin to tip as if you're going to fall. Now roll to arrest the fall.
13.
Okay. You begin to fall.
Rootmore would like to use the reaction grab a scarab.
Okay.
So what he's going to do, he's going to drop his shield and reach out to try to grab Scarab's hand.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Use a peepee on it?
Oh,
I'm giving
you
my
you.
Peepee. I'm going to keep it because it's
yes.
mine.
I reach out instinctively for your peepee.
Do we know how far the fall is? How far we've gone down? Or is
you can see what looks like ground about maybe 25 feet below.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Either way, don't want him down there alone. I'll use mine. Oh, you
yeah,
used
she's
your,
using
okay.
yours for you.
I'm sorry. It confuses me when you take it back. Because I thought, oh.
I changed my mind. Let him fall.
Okay.
No, it's my session.
I didn't like him anyway.
It's my session.
Too many sausages.
Too many sausages. Let's check my reflex. I'm wily as a cat.
Insurance is pointless.
19.
You catch him.
Oh, Scarab!
Thank you.
He grabs your wrist.
You're usually pretty
your
good about this kind of stuff.
Shoulder dislocates.
And
what? Oh, go ahead.
And unfortunately, his shield falls. And there's probably a clang, 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 clang.
So, Rootmore, your shield clatters to the ground, causing a loud ruckus. For lack of a better word. Scarab, you are now dangling by one arm, hanging onto Rootmore's armored hand. And you are dangling just below the opening into this room. From where you hang, it's a mere 20 feet down to the bottom. Below you is a pile of what looks to be refuse, the source of this horrific smell.
Ugh.
And below you, on the ground, you can see, as your eyes adjust to the dark, three kobolds staring up at you. And amidst them, a strange frog-like creature with elongated fangs akin to a saber tooth. All of them stand in stunned silence looking at you.
Good evening.
Would like
mind passing me that shield?
First things first, Scarab's gonna hunt prey on the strange creature.
Okay.
And just kind of look at them. He's gonna study that guy. Could I do a roll on him as we're
give me a knowledge check. That would be nature.
Oh, might as well. I'm here too. Let's fucking, why not? Oh, good.
A 9.
25.
Jesus Christ, thank you. I just rolled a 1. I'm going to put this one away for now. I got to go somewhere way different.
Rumor, from your vantage, since you were just inside the opening, it's harder to see. But you see enough of the creature to put together the sounds you heard before, and you know that this is a slurk.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
It's delicious.
Oh,
it is a giant frog of sorts. It is a medium-sized creature, with its defining features being a horned, spike-like webbing on its elbows and on its eyebrows. And its most prominent feature are its massive saber-toothed tiger-esque fangs.
Weird. Is this thing humanoid?
Well, you'll find out in a moment. Because each of the kobolds points at you and shouts, roll for initiative.
Roll for initiative!
Wait.
Including you two.
Oh. Here we go.
This is very fun. I'm having a good time.
Just hold me here, Rootmore!
Scarab grabs his gun. It's a pop, 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 yeah. Pop, pop. Just hanging from the ceiling. That'd be pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Pop, 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 pop. Yeah, let's go.
They can't reach us. Fuck them. Hey, take that, idiot. More spits. Slobbers on his beard.
Nasty loogie.
Spits on Scarab.
Just keep me healed as I shoot.
Build them up. My saliva's thick down. And greasy from all the sausage.
Use me like a turret. Use me like a turret, dwarf boy.
Spin you around.
Build me up and knock me down. Baby.
Rootmore places his feet on the side of the well and just starts running in circles.
Oh, those are like those motorcycle cages.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. It's like the Homer J, but in the air.
How wide is this well?
Well, 10 feet.
Well.
Or
10 by 10.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or about 9 feet, maybe.
Okay, well, never mind. Short, stubby legs can't reach the walls.
I was going to say, y'all should just go back to back, put your feet up against the walls, and walk your way up.
Yeah, just Emperor's New Groove.
Just
need momentum.
Slurk is a fun word.
Slurk. You got a picture of him? I want to see this bad boy.
I do. Give me a moment.
Whip that slurk out.
I'm going to have to reveal a lot of stuff here.
Me slither my slurk. Slurk me up so I can stand on dwarf men. Slurk me up and fight them in the well. Scarab, I can probably throw you at the frog guy.
No! Please, God, no!
Lift me up! So I can stand on the
mountain. You're gonna have to move your zoom there.
Oh, I feel like a slab of meat in a meat locker just hanging here.
Just hanging out.
Ooh, he looks kind of cool, man.
A new map. Oh,
the squares
gross.
Don't line up correctly. You're gonna have to get over it.
It doesn't matter.
Thank you. Monet, what'd you get?
14.
And Scarab?
24. Yep.
Rootmore?
19.
And our mystery man?
25.
Pretty good.
Cody, I sent you an email.
Did,
it's a token.
Did you get my email?
I made a token.
of Justin's character?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he has a token.
Oh, does he? Okay.
I have to move him on the map. Sorry, one second. I'll bring you guys with me while I do this real quick, just so you can see.
I'm cheating.
That this...
Boss lair.
I need to move the two of you to the other map.
That's Saitama.
That's what Justin said too. It's not.
It's like One Punch Man.
That's who Saitama is.
Oh.
But that's not the character.
It kind of looks like that hero, what's his name? Yellow Baldy, something like that.
Two Kick Dude?
Yeah.
You didn't
I saw this really cool cartoon of a guy. It looked like he was going to wash dishes or something, but he ended up just fighting a giant monster in the street.
Yeah.
Like the big red gloves, just ready for work, but then kills a Godzilla monster.
This is the
I remember that show.
I've seen that. It's not the same one. That guy had hair.
This is the token I made.
It's pretty good. That looks just like Saitama from One Punch Man.
Alicia, send it to me so I can put it on the Instagram. Or you put it on the Instagram. One of somebody.
Okay.
That has to go on the Instagram.
That's not bad.
Justin's character.
That is what you see peering out of the darkness.
I titled it Justin's character.
And in the
Made
darkness.
Made in Hero Forge.
Find him.
Made in Hero Forge. Like Hero Forge.
Yeah. Join the $15 tier and we'll use your tokens for our personal home games as well.
I did open up Hero Forge at first and then I was like, this is a pain.
It's a lot.
This is a pain situation.
Work. It's very detailed. Where am I? What's happening?
Inception. Oh.
Cody has us in a black room.
Zoom out.
I also have you two are stacked on top of each other, just so you know. Alrighty. First up is our mysterious stranger. So let me take it back to the other map.
Oh, golly.
And it is your turn. The two of you are currently unaware of what is going on down below, but you are now in this position in which your knife is pressed against the throat of a strange woman and your hand grasped on a winch.
A strange woman who is very pale with bright yellow eyes.
And whose skin is currently clad in stone.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if you're rocked up.
Yeah, she's rocked up.
She's rock hard.
She is made of stone. Glowing yellow eyes.
Glowing
yellow eyes and wide with terror.
Right on. Be a dear, won't you? Hold on to this for me and I'll grab your wrist and place it onto where I'm holding. Oh no, I guess I only got two hands. No, never mind.
A third hand emerges from his chest.
It's the three-armed man.
Oh, such a nice lady. You're cute. Bye-bye.
Push.
I think I'd just tell you to take hold of it. Go ahead and grab onto that handle you dropped. And
okay. Talking is a free action.
Yeah.
So you have other things. You could also, if you would like, you could delay your turn.
I think I will.
Will move you further in initiative.
Keep or the nagger maybe, at her throat.
Maybe a little persuasion or diplomacy.
Yeah.
You know.
Or intimidation.
Or intimidation.
Yeah. She's frightened.
Yeah, she is. I don't know what to do. How about a Spartan kick?
Her into the well?
Yeah.
Do it, yeah?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. You're going to do an athletics check.
Got you.
For shove against the target's
Fortitude
DC.
Athletics.
Ooh. Wait, are you really trying to push Monet into the well?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. Well, I mean,
oh my god.
I've caught on to it.
Also, if you really want this to stick, you could use your PP and get advantage on the roll.
I think I will do that.
Okay.
Start off strong.
I'm going to leave it here. Hey, not bad.
A little better. That is a 22.
That is. What was the first one?
It was. Total, it was a 16.
Damn. Yeah, that's like success.
But you, Monet, you get a reaction to grab an inch.
Yeah.
Grab an edge.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Grab an edge.
Yeah, so describe what this looks like, how this goes.
I will.
Something shiny down there.
The stranger will slowly move the dagger away from your throat. Take a slight step back while keeping his hand on the rope and then just lean full force back and plant his foot dead center of your chest, shoving you down the well.
Now, hear me out.
Oh.
I'm face to face with this man. I'm grabbing an edge. Reaction, grab an edge. But I'm not in the well yet, so what if you'll allow me, I grab onto his shirt.
You want to use your reaction to try to grab him? I'll let you do a grapple check as you're falling. Pull him along.
I'm down.
Oh my
so
god. Dude,
so grapple will this once again insane. Be an athletics check.
Way to start
or sorry, it is a... hang on, it's yeah, athletics or an unarmed strike against his fortitude DC or AC.
I need to get rid of this die. That is a 13 athletics.
Shit.
Where would I find that? Defense?
Yeah.
Against your fortitude.
Fortitude DC, so fortitude plus 10.
I've rolled gotcha. 3 twos on that die.
Damn.
Yep, you got it. So Monet, as you feel this boot press into your chest and you begin to fall backwards, you snarl and reach out to grab him to take him with you, but he leans back just in time for your hand to grasp air, and you begin to fall.
Actually, she snarls.
Actually, she slurks.
Okay.
And since you use your reaction for that, instead of the ledge, you begin to plummet. You have 2 more actions if you would like to do anything else, Mr. Mysterious Stranger. Or you could bide your time, you could walk away, whatever you want to do.
Fuck!
We
both used our reactions, Matthew. I was going to say, I'll grab Bonet, but
it hasn't been a turn yet.
Yep, everybody's out of reactions.
Well, I mean, technically, that was before the fight started.
Have you gone yet in combat, though? Because that's the thing. I don't think neither of us have our reactions.
Is there a way I could secure the rope?
You notice there is a dagger nearby, and you see a notch in the wood as if it was used to stop the wench before.
I would like to plant a dagger firmly in that notch.
Okay. You are going to have to make a crafting check. However, there will be a small bonus because you can see clearly where it was done before.
That is a natural 2 plus 0.
Hell yeah.
You plant the dagger and then... sure that you've placed it in the right spot, you release the winch.
This is good enough.
And it begins to spin, and they too begin to plummet.
Is this how we all die?
Justin in and he kills us.
This is how easy. This is how we all die.
Free action to speak. I would like to lean over the edge of the well. I will wave as you fall, and I will say, good luck to you.
Oh my god.
And that is my turn.
The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The Cursed Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing now is written by our very own Matthew. We would like to thank Michael Gelfie Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for the music and the ambiance. You can find out more about them at michaelgelfie.com. Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Leave us a comment and rate us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice, especially Apple Podcasts. Spotify also allows you to rate and leave comments. So leave us some and we will read them on the podcast. Also, if you have questions or a topic you would like to discuss, feel free to email us at thecursedcaravan@gmail.com. And we may also answer you on the podcast. So get on those comments and let us know what you think. The Cursed Caravan is also on YouTube. Just look up The Cursed Caravan and you will find it. All of our contact information is in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on The Cursed Caravan.
Right. Do you know any songs like that?
Some like, all I think of is Dwight Yoakam. That tone.
Oh, is that okay? I don't know Dwight Yoakam, so I will look that person up. because I want to make a playlist of like really gross country songs to listen to. Just country songs that just make me feel like I am descending into hell. So if you come across any, preferably older country songs.
Yeah, Dwight Yoakam's older. There's another guy that I can't think of right now. I wonder if he's still alive.
If not, even better.
Because I saw him at the casino in Oklahoma with mom, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And I got a guitar pick with his name on it, so it was his birthday.
But like that Matt educated me that I want like steel guitar, steel like slide stuff. That's what I
you
want.
You ever use a slide before?
I mean, I don't do that. That's what I want in the music.
Okay.
Not for me playing. I can't play guitar. I have a violin. So
you,
yeah, sure.
Do you have slide. One of those?
I have a slide. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so cool.
I have a glass one, I believe, but you can also get steel, and yeah. it sounds different.
And those are the cowboy ones, the steel slide.
Make
guitars.
Me spooky cowboy songs. I'm on.
Spooky cowboy.
Make
songs.
Me spooky cowboy songs. Put them on Spotify, and so I put them in my playlist, That's and what make I sure that do. They're about. Like death and dying and terrifying and blood and
but
I want to
murder.
Guitars are collecting dust.
All right, tighten up, Emon. Let's go.
Sorry.
Specifically.
I need to just fucking learn how to make ambience. Nobody does it. Nobody does what I need. People need to make stuff for battles.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just like crazy. I want fighting ambience.
I see. Yeah.
Like if you're fighting wolves, I want to hear gnashing and I want to hear howls every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear swords clanging against stone, you know?
And thudding into the dirt.
But like the only ones I can really find are just huge armies and like,
yes,
come on.
Yeah,
what what D&D game do you play where it's an army every time?
We can do that in the backyard.
Just dang all hit each other with swords.
Just dang all hit each other in the swords.
Hearing cars driving by.
Ow, motherfucker!
There aren't that many cars driving by your house.
That'd be funny, though.
And then, you know, every now and then, I'll just be in the background and I'll do a, oh, woo.
There are easier ways to do it.
Oh, okay. But are they as fun as that?
Be a lot easier. Sometimes fun is easier, or easier is fun.